WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 46 degrees. It's actually cooling off out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board has decided to adjust high school attendance zones.
The decision to move boundaries was due to overpopulation at College Station High School. Carol Baird, among board members, who heard from patrons who were opposed to a $40 to $45 million bond election to expand CSHS when the population consolidated is less than 85% of capacity.
It's hard on the community, it's hard on us, it's hard on the kids, it's hard on everyone. So I think that the fact of the matter stands that we have capacity at one school.
The board on a 6-0 vote supported Superintendent Clark Gillies' recommended timeline where new boundaries will be implemented in the fall of 2019. The board agreed to Dr. Ely to complete the boundary change process this spring, which is faster than past rezonings. That's in order for parents to know what lies ahead before the summer break. There was no board opposition to Ely's suggestion that juniors and seniors would be grandfathered, and this year's eighth graders or next year's incoming freshmen would have the option of following the rest of their neighborhood to their high school. The board also directed administrators to provide possible incentives to increase enrollment at Consol. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What was a fire station owned by Texas A&M is being converted to the new home of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
That really lent itself well for what we were trying to do with our galleries. And, you know, it gives us an opportunity to have a unique space for the art.
CEO Chris Dyer is excited about the new location along Highway 6 in South College Station next to the Southern Plantation neighborhood.
Our goal is to serve everybody in the Brazos Valley. But, you know, we have walkability now. So residents from that neighborhood can actually walk right into our facility.
And the Arts Council's announcement also included its capital campaign has exceeded 75% of its $2.5 million goal. Texas A&M wants you to tell your story. Amy Smith, Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, says their partnership with StoryCorps, a national oral history project, allows people to record their stories, which are then preserved in the Library of Congress archives. StoryCorps is parking their Airstream trailer, which serves as a recording studio, on A&M's campus through Saturday.
We've got a few slots left. And in addition to that, they can come by and there's, you know, as I said, it'll be at the 12th man statue. There's ongoing StoryCorps opportunities that will be housed in the Clayton Williams Alumni Center as well as the library that will be available up by appointment.
Smith says the alternate recording studios will be available by appointment through March 20th. More information about StoryCorps and reserving a studio is online at WTAW.com. Tonight is your opportunity to hear from some of the local candidates running in the March primary election at a forum sponsored by the BCS Chamber of Commerce.
This year it's going to be at the Phillips Event Center. Mm-hmm. We're going to do races for the state senator, state rep, county commissioner.
Chamber President Glenn Brewer says tonight's forum starts at 6. You're invited to submit questions to Kate, K-A-T-E, at bcschamber.org. You can hear the forum on WTAW and online at radioaggieland.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It is 46 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be. be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state's share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance, your local independent insurance agency in College Station in Navasota. You know, insurance companies spend millions on commercials trying to convince you they care more about you or that their brand is somehow better. It's like somehow they are not as interested in making a profit as the next one. I'm here to tell you that I, for one, just don't buy it. Insurance companies serve a critical financial role in our lives, but I can assure you they won't sell much of anything unless they believe they can be profitable. So don't buy the hype. For most families and businesses, I believe their agent is the most important part of the process. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we can help you understand what you're buying and the options that are available. We represent a wide range of insurance companies, so we have the ability to do what's best for you. And if a problem arises, you have someone you can turn to for help. So give us a call today at 694-1555, visit us on the web at wegibson.com, or at either of our locations in College Station or Navasota. As always, we appreciate your business.
Hey, good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin Airport to reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Once again, not much sunshine in the forecast for today. There will be some showers around, maybe a thunderstorm. Temperatures not as warm as they've been. A high today of 60. Rain tonight, overnight lows 45 to 50. Rain tapers off to showers tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. A few showers are possible tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Clouds and breezy Friday with a chance of a shower. Highs Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking about Aggie Ben's Hoops' loss to Mississippi State last night. The guys have now dropped three in a row. We'll hear some from Coach Billy Kennedy. Also, Aggie baseball, at least, is getting it done on the diamond. 4-0 are the Aggs following last night's win over Stephen F. Austin, 11-4. Freshman Zach DeLoach continues to rake at the plate. He hit for the cycle last night at Bluebell Park. So we'll cover all that, as well as some other things in the Olympics. All that more coming up in sports.
So now, I thought that you guys might be at the Taste of Aggieland last night. Missed you there.
Yeah.
Well, I was at the...
We were working.
Right.
I was
initially going to be going... We were going to be doing softball last night.
True.
But the softball game ended up getting pushed back to March.
Oh.
And
yeah.
So
how was it?
Well, it was okay. I liked it, as a matter of fact.
You never been before?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I haven't.
It's free food. It's amazing.
Yeah. You've never been?
No, I haven't gone.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah. It's usually past my bedtime.
But see, wasn't.
Oh, it was
doors
early.
Doors open at 5.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
I result. Just had other stuff going
yeah,
on.
She had Netflix and chilling
no,
by
I
herself.
Had to work out.
But, oh.
But the see, but
she was working out while
well,
you were
stuffing
your face.
Well, do you try to call me out for being lazy?
No,
oh,
no.
Netflix
one,
and chill.
One.
That's not being lazy. That's being productive. Watching Netflix and chilling.
But the idea, of course, you know, different restaurants. It's funny, back when I was talking to an old guy like me who used to be at this thing. It used to be held at the Brazos Center, and it was like elbow to elbow, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
Just packed.
Right.
Well, now it's in the Expo Center.
So they have a little more room.
It's a bigger area, and it looks like it's not crowded, but it is simply because you can get a lot of people in there.
For sure.
And they sold a lot of tickets. I think they sold more tickets than they ever have.
Nice.
But the deal is it gives the restaurants a little more display room.
Right.
Now, you know, they can go with two things. You can go with what people know you for, or you can try something different.
Ah, okay.
And so and some of them did that. For instance, there's a burger place that now sells salad, and they have really good salad. Well, who knew? Didn't know that.
Where
Thought
is it?
Did burgers. It's Fuddruckers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Matter of fact, yeah. Oh. See,
I know,
and that's
never thought that. And I love
a good
salad.
Who goes and gets a salad at Fuddruckers?
Yep. I get a salad at Grub all the time.
Okay. Do you really?
Yep.
That's weird.
And then there are completely new restaurants, which is kind of fun. But back in the day when they started this thing, I remember a local restaurateur told me there were only three local restaurants in the first one of these. I think it was called the Epicurean Extravaganza.
Okay,
back then.
I remember that.
Well, now, clearly there are a lot more than that.
Yeah.
And so it's
awesome.
It's kind of a neat deal. And so, yeah, if you make plans to go next year, of course, if you're Radio Pond scum like us, you get free tickets.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And then one of the other things they do, and they've been doing this for a few years, is they have a competition between the high schools.
Okay.
Their students who are in the culinary classes.
Oh, classes, yeah.
They prepare, I mean, from start to finish, right
nice.
Up there on stage. Yeah, it's kind of
very cool.
Kind of fun.
I went to 50 Men Who Can Cook a few weeks ago, and that was at the expo.
Well, that's good
that's,
and all.
That's when they go, this is how much food I can put on your plate. I mean, because they do. That is, there's some complex things that they do that are pretty danged amazing. But
yeah.
That's fun. Well, now, see, you need to get on a team for that.
Okay.
On 50 Men Who Can Cook?
Yeah. I did that for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have a Brian broadcasting team.
Okay. Are you talking
TX was out there.
You talking to Chelsea or me?
No, well, you, Zach.
I did it, yeah, I did it last year.
I think it's called 50 Men Who Can Cook.
Yeah, I did it last year.
Okay, who are you with?
I was with us.
Oh, okay.
I was asked.
So we did do it.
Yeah. I did Sopapilla Cheesecake. Tom Turbeville was originally supposed to do it, and then something came up, so Tom handed me the baton to do it.
And you brought some of this win for us to talk?
Yeah.
Well, I was not at the morning show at that point, so it might have been...
Oh, you didn't bring it to work at all?
Oh, it was last year. So
I'm
last
pretty sure.
Year.
Yeah. No, not this year. I didn't do it this
no
year.
No sense of loyalty to your coworkers.
No, I did it. I did it 1 year, and I realized that's too much work even to make
it
a dessert at room temperature, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
Okay. Oh, well, so there.
Okay.
Well, hey, look, if we're going to get a whole group together, if we want to do an Infomaniacs
one. I'm learning how to dance, for God's sake. So
exactly.
Talk about effort. My calves are sore, and I've only had one lesson.
Hey, now that's interesting because, you know, you're the workout
queen.
Because
I work out. I know. I woke up yesterday morning and thought, I'm kind of sore. And I said, well, I worked out, but it wasn't anything out of the norm.
Yep, no, new muscles.
It's new muscles.
Yep, okay.
They're growing.
That'll be outstanding. All right. So anyhow, so let's say that you're looking to get a job someplace. So how does that resume thing work anymore? You know,
yeah.
Do you write that, print that thing up? Do you dress up? Do you go in? Well, apparently they're trying to do something completely different. It's a new startup company called Canvas. They have configured a way to screen potential candidates via text message, which allows employers to keep track of numerous people at once, and job seekers don't have to shower and shave for your consideration.
Oh.
Canvas claims they can save a team of 4 recruiters a whopping 3,600 hours every year, and the average screening process takes just 4.4 minutes.
Okay.
Well, okay, that's maybe an initial screening. I think you probably want them to maybe sit down with somebody from HR something, or whoever supervisor would be.
So what's different about, like, how does it work?
Well, they're not telling us any more than that. The deal that's amazing to me is that they roll this out in Parade magazine.
Okay.
Parade.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen Parade magazine.
That's my point. Parade magazine is that thing that comes in the Sunday paper.
Mm.
You know,
okay.
That thing.
See, we don't do papers either.
That's why I'm mentioning it. You're going to roll your company out in Parade magazine?
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre, but we're talking about it.
Yeah, we are. That's true. But I went to look it up, and I can't...
aren't a lot of details.
I find a lot of things that say Canvas, but for instance, there's a whole thing within the higher education industry that's called Canvas.
Okay, gotcha.
And so that makes it a little bit confusing.
Right.
So maybe they picked a bad name.
I was going to say, I think I've heard of an app called Canvas, but it's a photography thing.
Maybe they rolled it out in the wrong publication,
but we'll see.
But while we're speaking of quaint, it was on this date in 1878, the first telephone directory.
First one got left on people's doorsteps, huh?
Consisted of one page, actually.
Oh.
Issued to cover the 50 subscribers in New Haven, Connecticut. And we're fast approaching the point where we're going to have a one-page phone book again. But nonetheless, there you go. Remember when you used to have a phone book? Well, that was a big deal.
I still get them sometimes. Use them for doorstops.
Yeah, okay. I think, Steve Martin's movie, The Jerk? And he's screaming about how the new phone books are in. Because, again... Phone books. I know.
Phone books.
This thing.
I was born a poor black child.
Now, you did not.
Oh,
yeah,
that movie.
That's the one.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I don't know if you heard, there's a little bit of a concern with bullying going on in the South Korean Olympic team.
Oh.
A bullying scandal has hit the Winter Olympics and rocked South Korea's team and its followers with a report of two female speed skaters allegedly picking on a teammate.
Aww. Oh,
that is so terrible.
Oh, yeah, that's mean. We're all in this together, guys.
The host national news media team reacted very strongly to the idea that people from their country would be doing this. But the person's name is Nua Soon Young.
Okay.
Was left behind during a race and then subjected to critical comments on live national television.
Oh.
Shunned by her colleagues in the minutes that followed the race, the teammates simply turned away from her as she sat crying in the infield after a quarterfinal defeat to the Netherlands.
Hmm.
So, as of this morning, a petition called for sanctions against the teammates who had turned their back on her.
Well, did they turn their back on her because she wasn't good?
Well,
Chelsea's like, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I wouldn't call it bullying. I'd call it, like, bad sportsmanship, but...
They've got 400,000 signatures. Of course, you know, 400,000 people signed a petition for anything. One of the women
and
has
not
already,
know what they're signing.
One of the women has already lost a sponsorship deal because of the furor. And on television, many Koreans don't approve of the critical public comments of the teammates. So,
okay, interesting.
Hate to hear about that. That's really
unfortunate. Not good team chemistry there,
well,
South Korea.
I guess that's probably it. And you know, after all, it's the Olympics. It's all about good sportsmanship. You would think between countries, and most definitely would be within the team itself.
And South Korea should really try to stay united, considering who their northern neighbors are.
Yeah, you're right.
They need to try and do some of those trust falls.
Oh, yeah,
build
trust
team
falls,
chemistry.
For sure.
See how that works.
See, they probably just let her fall.
This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to remind you to exercise your constitutional right to vote and encourage others to do the same. Early voting for the primary election begins Tuesday, February 20th, and runs through Friday, March 2nd. Election day is Tuesday, March 6th. Don't forget to bring a valid photo ID, which is required to protect the integrity of our elections.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign. Brian Brown, treasurer.
Have you ever seen an artist's rendering of Noah's Ark? If you have, I can almost guarantee that it had multiple windows in it. For some reason, artists are rarely satisfied with just one window in the ark. Yet, when we read the pattern that was given by God to Noah, there was only one window, Genesis 6, 15 and 16. To his credit, Noah followed this pattern exactly. In Genesis 6, 22, we read, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Just as many artists are not satisfied with an ark with just one window, many men are not satisfied with a pattern that God has given for the church. At the BCS Church of Christ, we're striving to follow God's pattern exactly. We invite you to come and to follow this pattern with us. Our building is located at 11914 Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
724 News Talking. News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. That was Tom Turbyville. Tom used to be on the show.
Back in the day, way back in the day.
Hate to sound like Tom, but 30 years ago, Tom had moved into a new house near the original Aerofit, if you know where that is, on Villa Maria
West. Okay.
Hashtag RIP.
Okay. Now, 30 years ago now, that Thin Feather Road thing was a deal where the railroad tracks actually ran all across the road.
Right.
Okay, at West Villa Maria. Mm-hmm. And Tom didn't know that, apparently, and came to work one day just indignant. Did you know that there are railroad tracks that go across Villa Maria? Well, yeah, Tom, we kind of did. Well, he never knew because that wasn't in his universe.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm going out to the Expo Center last night for this for the Taste of Aggie.
Right.
And it's about 5:30. And, you know, I'm generally not at Raymond Stotzer and,
in 2018.
Yeah, right at that time.
Or 2018 in Welburn.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty danged amazing. I mean, you want to talk about absolutely dead stop in almost every direction.
Oh, it's a parking lot.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It is just incredible.
It's disgusting.
And I know it's going to be better when they get that done.
Oh, for sure.
But I really do feel sorry for a whole lot of folks that are in the midst of that. Man.
Yeah. And I said Welburn. What it is it's college students heading towards Welburn and coming from campus. And they all live in those student apartment complexes on Holloman. And it's just, it's nasty.
So anyway, pretty amazing stuff. And glad I didn't have to go through that anymore.
Hey, by the way, Scott, not to bring the show down or anything.
Yeah, I was about to say this, but go ahead.
Oh, right. Sorry. Breaking news. Billy Graham has passed away at age 99
years old. And I got to tell you, I was at the opening of the George Bush President's Library 20 years ago. I was covering it. And it was interesting to see those presidents. But I was more jazzed about seeing Billy Graham in person. Mm. I really was. That just a pretty amazing person and clearly brought the Christian life to people all over America. I mean, if you ever saw his television revivals, they would show these on TV. They were amazing. Amazing.
Oh, he was just a captivating guy and a fantastic speaker, obviously. And a great orator.
Yeah, and his son Franklin came and did, I think he was here for about a week. He did a week's worth of services here some 20 years ago. But anyway, Billy Graham dead at 99. Thank you for making sure folks knew about that. Let's do some Brazos Valley weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Colder than I think we were probably anticipating. We were kind of looking at a rain event, but it's cold along with the rain. We're going to have a flash flood watch until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And really, it says it's going to get to 56. We're a long ways away from that right now. But we do have a chance of some rain accumulations up to 2 inches today. 70% chance of showers tonight with a low of 44 once again. And then anywhere from a 40 to 60% chance of rain going all the way through Saturday night. Right now, though, again, not very comfortable. Winds out of the northwest at 20. We have a chill factor of 38. You may be getting some rain where you are, and it is 46 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
No matter what else is happening, the state of the economy will play a pivotal role in the 2018 and 2020 elections. And that's why a story in their beloved New York Times has to be shaking Democrat leaders to their core. The story reinforces what I have already told you. Trump's tax cuts are having a dramatic impact. The Times reports that for the first time, the new tax law has more supporters than detractors. A majority, 51% now approve of it, 46% do not. The Times links that change to Democrats' falling poll numbers. The article profiles a member of the politically precious category, an independent female, a school teacher who typically votes Democrat. Although she initially opposed the Trump tax plan, she found out that it will help the startup tech company that her husband works for. So her opinion changed. It's not just independents who are changing their view. Support among Democrats was only 8% in December. Today, it's 19%. And now, almost half the public thinks the new tax law will directly benefit them. When people vote, they'll answer a simple question. Would they rather have more money in their wallets from a strong, growing economy or go back to the gloom, misery, and stagnation the Democrats called the new normal? It's an easy choice. Wait and see.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
We're asking people why Shave Secret is the best shave ever.
Shave Secret is an oil, not a foam.
Best shave ever.
No nicks, cuts, rashes, or ingrown hairs. Best shave ever.
Yeah, Shave Secret. My skin feels smooth and soft.
Best shave ever.
Shave Secret for the
best shave ever.
Shave Secret, available at HEB, Walmart, and online at shavesecret.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinsky with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. High school boundaries in College Station are changing again.
New boundaries for Consolidated and College Station High will go into effect in the fall of 2019 following last night's 6-0 school board vote. Mike Nugent, among the board members who heard opposition to adding a more than $40 million wing on the Purple campus when there's still room on the Maroon campus.
It is a massive concern from taxpayers. I hear that and I go, I think everyone else, you know, hears that and go, yeah, why would we do that? Well, the why is because we don't want to move kids.
There was no board opposition to Superintendent Clark Geely's suggestions that juniors and seniors would be grandfathered, and this year's eighth graders or next year's incoming freshmen would have the option of following the rest of their neighborhood to their high school. The end goal for Board President Jeff Harris is to keep high school populations and socioeconomic status equal until it's time to build a third high school.
Because, I mean, the reality is this is hard, very hard on our community, and it takes a lot of energy that we could be spending elsewhere in terms of making our community great and building the kids and funneling into them in their programming.
The superintendent was also directed to complete the boundary change process this spring, which is faster than past rezonings. That's in order for parents to know what lies ahead before the summer break. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley has announced its new home. CEO Chris Dyer says a building has been purchased in South College Station along Highway 6 next to the Southern Plantation neighborhood.
We really wanted to be the first thing that you saw coming into this community. We wanted the arts to be right there in your face, so to speak.
Dyer says the building lends itself well to their future art gallery.
It was originally a fire station, strangely enough. It actually was owned by Texas A&M, so it was a, you know, they're always a great partner.
Dyer says they've exceeded 75% of their $2.5 million capital campaign goal towards the purchase and renovation of the new building. Three College Station men were arrested early Monday morning for a vehicle burglary south of the Texas A&M campus. According to a College Station police spokesman, there is no evidence at this time that they were involved in other recent vehicle burglaries, but additional charges are possible. According to the CSPD arrest report, a university police officer spotted the men digging in the trunk of a BMW parked in a garage off Merriam Pugh at 5:20 in the morning. The arrests were made after the owner of the car identified clothing and a sleeping bag that the suspects had when confronted by three CSPD officers. Taken to jail were 18-year-old Dylan Slaughter, 21-year-old Brandon Liddell Richardson, and 22-year-old Vernon McDonald. A same-sex couple who teach at Texas A&M have filed a federal lawsuit after they were rejected as foster parents to refugee children. According to A&M websites, Fatma Maroof is a professor at the law school and directs the Immigrants' Rights Clinic, and Bryn Esplin is an assistant professor in the College of Medicine's Department of Humanities. According to the Associated Press, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops claims the couple was turned down because they did not, quoting the lawsuit, mirror the Holy Family. The couple is also suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services because it funds the refugee relocation program that turned them away. The couple says constitutional protections were violated by imposing a religious test for child welfare services. The conference and HHS did not immediately respond to requests for comment. If you're walking around Kyle Field this week, you will see an Airstream trailer parked by the 12th Man statue. That trailer belongs to StoryCorps, a national oral history project based in New York City. Amy Smith, Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer at Texas A&M, says StoryCorps is recording conversations with pre-selected students, faculty, staff, and former students about their past or ongoing journeys. The recordings are edited into a story lasting between 2 and 5 minutes and preserved in the Library of Congress archives.
We talk about from the outside looking in, you can't understand it, and from the inside looking out, you can't explain it. And there is a beautiful mystique to Texas A&M, but it's also a story that we need to get out and we should tell the world.
Smith says there are a few time slots available through Saturday in the Airstream trailer studio, but there will also be two studios set up on campus available by appointment through March 20th. Find more information online at WTAW.com. As early voting starts for the March 6th primary, you're invited to hear from some of the candidates tonight at a forum sponsored by the BCS Chamber of Commerce.
And the races that we will be covering are State Senator District 5, State Representative District 12 and 14, and County Commissioner Precinct 4.
The Chamber's Kate Chapman says you're invited to submit questions.
If you have any questions for any of the candidates ahead of time, you can email those to me, Kate, K-A-T-E, at bcschamber.org, and they may or may not be asked during the forum.
Tonight's program starts at 6 at the Phillips Events Center in Bryan. You can hear the live broadcast on WTAW and online at RadioAggieland.com. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 46 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn campaign.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
I'm Ben Lamon. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamon. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamon Campaign.
Brazos Valley Cares is hosting the 5th annual Stake Your Support Dinner at Coulter Field on Saturday, March 3rd. This year's theme is MASH and will raise funds and focus on the continued support of local veterans. Silent and live auctions, great steaks, cigars, and open bar. Stake Your Support, a great night to honor the brave men and women of our community, sponsored by Brazos Valley Cares. Devoted to improving the lives of military veterans and their families. Get your tickets now, BrazosValleyCares.org.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Once again, not much sunshine in the forecast for today. There will be some showers around, maybe a thunderstorm. Temperatures not as warm as they've been. A high today of 60. Rain tonight, overnight lows 45 to 50. Rain tapers off to showers tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. A few showers are possible tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Clouds and breezy Friday with a chance of a shower, highs Friday 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie men's hoops' loss to Mississippi State last night. The guys have now dropped three in a row. We'll hear from head coach Billy Kennedy following the game. Also, Aggie baseball picked up another big win, 11-4. Over Stephen F. Austin, freshman sensation Zach DeLoach continues to get it done at the plate. He hit with a cycle last night. We'll hear a little bit from him, as well as talking about College Station ISD, the new middle school mascot names, as well as their respective colors were introduced last night for the 2018-19 school year. All that more coming up in sports.
We offered 12 suggestions. 12.
12 of them.
Examples that are already being used in Texas.
Yeah, oh, and right. None of them were picked up by
no,
them.
The Knights?
Got a bone. Got a bone to pick with Chuck
now,
Glenwinkle.
All right. Now, is the Knight going to have a weapon?
Ooh.
Hold on. Yeah. We've got the logos.
The
I think
logos?
He's got a sword.
Yeah, see?
I don't know.
He needs a pillow.
A pillow? A stick. He needs a stick.
No, you can't
no,
do a
he doesn't.
Stick.
I mean,
even.
He just has like his helmet on.
Oh, is that what it is? There's no sword?
Okay.
Really?
Well, not in the logo.
Maybe
no.
He's holding a bunny. And we can't see it.
I like the Welborn Warhawks.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, no, Chelsea's right. It's just like a profile picture.
Oh,
or a picture
imagine
of a,
that.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, I guess.
No, I'm pretty sure I've been right more than just once today.
7:42. We mentioned about 15 minutes ago that the Reverend Billy Graham has passed away. Here's a remembrance from Fox News.
Jesus said there are two roads. There's the broad road that leads to destruction and judgment, and there's the other road that leads to heaven.
He preached to more people than anyone in world history.
And follow Jesus. Let him lead you home.
An evangelist who touched tens of millions, called by some the Protestant Pope. The world was his pulpit.
I never dreamed there would ever be a night like this in my life.
The Reverend Billy Graham said he first felt the Spirit at age 16 after hearing an evangelist preach in Charlotte, North Carolina. Soon after, Graham left his family's dairy farm and went to Bible College in Florida, where he started preaching on the streets of Tampa.
They have a place there where the saloon keeper threw me out into a ditch and told me never to come back.
Graham received a warmer reception from Ruth Bell. The two married in 1943, and as their family grew, so did his ministry.
There are problems of sin and habit that cannot be solved outside the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
A 1949 California tent revival drew national attention.
Israel did not obey the voice of God. Israel wandered further and further from God.
There are certain watersheds, and Los Angeles was definitely one in that tent. And I'll never forget that, and I will always love the smell of sawdust.
I say to you as Christians today,
around the world, crowds began filling stadiums, coming to hear a lively new message about Jesus Christ.
I want to tell you about him tonight. I want to tell you about God.
Graham became a confidant of presidents, helping them with their problems. He spoke at 7 inaugurations. Although he was asked many times to run for office, Graham said he was never tempted. He just wanted to preach, which he did into his 80s.
I have no plans to retire. The Lord may have plans.
But Parkinson's disease slowed him down.
I think God has sent it to me at this age to show me that I'm totally dependent on him. And when I go into the pulpit to preach,
I may have to have a little bit of help getting to the pulpit, but when I get there, I can sense the presence and power of the Lord.
Graham lived his life with a sense of humility and integrity that endeared him to millions worldwide, especially the more than 200 million people who witnessed Graham preach.
This is the most important night in the history of your life.
With Graham's death, his ministry passes on to his family, his son Franklin, and daughter Ann.
I don't know that there would be anybody but my daddy at this stage in his life that could pack that stadium out like that.
What started in a tent, 51 years later, has turned into the largest ministry in world history. Billy Graham's long, active life has come to an end, but his legacy lives on.
But if you remember nothing that I say tonight, except one thing I want you to remember, God loves you.
Brett Baer, Fox News.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Well, I know things may look bleak right now, but I hope you'll take what I'm about to say to heart. Don't give up. You can turn things around, but to do it, you'll have to immerse yourself in a process of recovery, not just dabble in it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Now, I'm not much of a gardener, but I do know a few things, like getting seeds to sprout. I know I've done enough of those windowsill projects with my boys, and the one thing I've noticed, those seeds will never grow if you just dip them into a patch of dirt every so often. You also can't be impatient and give up on a seed if it doesn't push through the soil after a day or two. A seed is transformed into a thriving plant when you immerse it in the soil and allow the process of sun, water, and time to take its course. A troubled marriage isn't much different. You can't heal a broken relationship overnight or with an occasional visit to a counselor. Struggling couples must immerse themselves in a recovery process and give helpful resources time to breathe life back into their relationship. As the president of an organization dedicated to helping families, I believe willing couples can turn almost any situation around. I've seen it happen again and again. But to do it, you have to commit yourself to the influence of helpful people and do the work that needs to be done. For more help building a thriving marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Well,
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from Michael T.
The older you get, the less salt you should have. Everyone knows that.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. In older people, a low salt diet could actually be bad. It could result in a lack of thirst, which leads to dehydration. Also, getting the right amount of salt can help reduce confusion or loss of cognition.
I hate being wrong, but that's actually pretty awesome.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Join us next time on A Dash of Salt and find out more at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:50. College Station ISD has unveiled new mascots and color schemes for all three of its middle schools. Beginning next fall, A&M Consolidated Middle School will be known as the Bobcats, College Station Middle School the Knights, and New Welburn Middle School the Warhawks. College Station ISD Director of Communications Chuck Glenwinkle believes a change was needed in an ever-growing district.
It was all about creating individual identities at the middle schools, and that's what we did with this process, creating new logos and a new color scheme. And, you know, it really has been a fresh start as we move from two middle schools to three middle schools and three middle schools that all three feed into two comprehensive high schools. And so that was the idea behind it. The plan went as we expected it to go, and I think the results are really good. I think the logos look really good. I think the color schemes are good, and the students and staffs are excited about it.
All changes are expected to be finished in time for the 2018-19 school year. To check out the new mascots, head over to WTAW.com. Abdul Adu scored 19 points, and the Mississippi State men's basketball team defeated Texas A&M last night 93-81 at Reed Arena. Now the Bulldogs overwhelmed the Aggs in points off turnovers 19-5 and bench points 23-6. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the loss.
Obviously, we're disappointed in the loss, but disappointed in giving up 93 points again, back-to-back games where we've given up 94 and 93 points, and we lost our defensive identity for whatever reason. And we're struggling making a tough play on the defensive end of the floor, and that's my responsibility. Got to do a better job of getting us prepared to play on the defensive end. Not taking anything away from Mississippi State. Their guards were hard to defend, and we couldn't keep them out of the lane. Their athleticism really gave us a lot of problems. We got a good team.
Tyler Davis scored 25 points and pulled down 11 rebounds for the Aggies, who have now dropped three straight and fall to 17-11 overall and 6-9 in SEC play. In some other men's hoops news, Louisville has been stripped of its 2013 NCAA men's basketball title and will have to vacate 123 victories along with millions in conference revenue from the 2012-15 NCAA tournaments. Now, the NCAA Infraction Appeals Committee refuted Louisville's position that the NCAA exceeded its boundaries and didn't follow its own precedent established in other cases. So it does not look good for the Cardinals. Reigning SEC Freshman of the Week Zach DeLoach picked right back up where he left off last night, hitting for the cycle to lead number 10 Texas A&M baseball to an 11-4 win over Stephen F. Austin.
Our coach told me to set the tone, and told all of us to set the tone, really. And, you know, we came out, you know, blazing hot, you know, after that, you know, 5-home run game against, you know, Rhode Island. So, you know, we just came out, did our thing, and, you know, stuck with our approach, you know, really competitive in the box. And so, you know, that's just kind of how the night went.
DeLoach finished the night 4-for-4 with 5 runs scored and 1 RBI. Teammate Michael Hellman went 2-for-3 at the plate with a ribby and a run scored, and Braden Shoemake drove in 3 as the Aggies improved to 4-0 on the season. Now in softball, Aggie first baseman Torrey Vidalis has been named National Player of the Week by Louisville Slugger and the NFCA. The senior dominated at the plate, hitting .533 with 4 home runs and 12 RBI as the Aggs went a perfect 5-0 on the week. The Dallas Stars will try to bounce back from Sunday's 5-2 loss to San Jose when they pay a visit to the Anaheim Ducks tonight. The puck drops for that one at 9 o'clock. And the U.S. has finally won a long track speed skating medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics. The team of Heather Bergsma, Brittany Bowe, and Mia Manganiello earned bronze in the women's team pursuit today. It follows the Americans grabbing gold in cross-country skiing and Lindsey Vonn taking bronze in the women's downhill. The U.S. now has grabbed a total of 15 medals. And that's been your sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2013 Ford Edge, a slick-looking car, only $14,988 on the lot. Again, that's a 2013 Ford Edge. You know you're getting a good deal on this. Just under $15,000 at $14,988. Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6. Head south from College Station. They are right there off the highway. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your Morning Sports Update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M Class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer, and who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till. Can we not go a single day without somebody just ripping curling? This time it's Kirstie Alley.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
Picked a fight with Olympic curler. She tweeted, I'm not trying to be mean, but...
Oh, I love when you start a tweet like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
bless curling your heart. Is boring.
Oh.
U.S. curling team responded, we're not trying to be mean either, but your movies weren't exactly riveting either.
Shots fired. That's awesome. That's a great comeback.
It was. And there were some others out there, too.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean, but Scientology is a cult, and you're a terrible actress.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't know she was a Scientologist.
I didn't either.
You're entitled to your wrong opinion was another one. You've just alienated millions of Canadians.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. If you start a sentence with, I'm not trying to be mean, but chances are...
Whatever you say is going to be mean.
Right. And helpful hint, you can always just turn off the TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, Kirstie.
Yeah,
trying to get a name out there.
Boom.
Hey, happy single tasking day, guys. This is our day. We only have to do one thing.
One thing.
And, you know, doesn't mean you have to do it well. Just do one thing.
One thing. That's it.
Georgia woman allegedly impersonating a federal law enforcement officer to managers at a Chick-fil-A restaurant. In an attempt to get a discount on her meal.
Wow. Wow. It's Chick-fil-A.
Managers refused to believe her. She called Chick-fil-A's corporate offices to complain and claimed she was an agent of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
Wow.
Entire confrontation escalated with the woman cursing in front of customers and employees, calling the police. She was, of course, arrested.
Yeah.
And later charged with impersonating an officer.
All for some chicken and some waffle fries.
Golly.
Chick-fil-A's a big deal, man.
Well, I understand, but
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's also not
that
expensive. Like, you know, who needs a discount that badly?
Just do that. All right. So now, was it earlier this week we rolled out, or was it last week, the new emojis? The new emojis
We talked
out?
About them, yeah. Okay, I don't know if they're here yet.
Fierce
but.
Public outcry.
Oh.
Apparently, the lobster emoji was anatomically incorrect.
Oh.
Oh, no.
They put 6 legs on that puppy, or only 8 legs or something. But did you know? And I didn't. A lobster has 10 legs.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Lobsters have 10 legs?
Yeah.
Oh, the claws and then 4?
Yeah.
On
so
each
there
side.
You go. Yeah, exactly. 157 new ones coming out next year. They've made the change, though. Everything is going to be all right.
What about those that have, like, the whoppy jawed?
Yeah.
Clipper. Yeah, yeah.
The little things.
Speaking
of lobsters, you know, yesterday we mentioned that apparently it's illegal now to boil a lobster in Switzerland?
Right.
Okay.
Like boil it alive?
Because you can hear them scream.
Right. They must be rendered... Very nice.
Thank you.
They must be rendered unconscious first.
What do you do? Knock them upside the head?
Yeah. I know. Same law says that dogs can no longer be punished for barking. Cats must have a daily visual contact with other felines.
Oh,
hamsters
what?
And guinea pigs must be kept in pairs, and no flushing your pet goldfish down the toilet anymore.
You don't tell me how to raise my family.
It's Switzerland, man. What do you expect? All right, it's going to rain most of the day, and it's not very nice outside right now. You know that was going to happen. Anyway, it's 45 degrees. WPAW.